大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 九集系列《王子婚礼和平民爱情》。上周我们已经知道了王子和平民两对情侣的磨合过程，下一步呢，就是同双方家人见面的时候了，对吧？是紧张兴奋呢，还是尴尬窘迫呢？请听我的第四个故事《Meeting the Family》。
A royal romance, an everyday love story.
王子婚礼与平民爱情
From BBC Learning English
下面是威廉王子和凯特小姐接受 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 的采访录音节选，请你边听边思考两个问题。第一，在描述同双方家人见面时，威廉和凯特三次重复使用了同一个形容词，这个词是什么？第二，威廉喜欢凯特的家人吗？
I was quite nervous about meeting、William's father, but no, he's very, very welcoming and you know, very friendly. So yeah, it couldn't have gone easier really for me. But、
The grandmother, the queen, not again like your average meeting with the grandmother. Was that, you know, nervous about that too?、Or?
Well, I first met her at、Peter and Autumn's wedding.、and again, it was in amongst a lot of other guests and、she was very friendly and no, it was fine.
She's very welcoming. She knew it was a big day and everything was going on. Peter and Autumn were there and she'd wanted to meet Kate and,、for a while. So it was very nice of her to come over and say hello and had a little chat and got on really well. As you know, Kate's family, she's got a very, very close family、and I get on really well with them and I'm very lucky that they've been so supportive.、Mike and Carol have only been, you know, really sort of loving and caring and really fun、and have been really welcoming towards me. So I felt really part of the family.And I hope Kate's felt the same with my family.
BBCUKChina.com.
That was William and Kate. Now let's check your answers to the two comprehension questions. 第一，在描述首次同双方家人见面时，威廉和凯特三次重复使用了同一个形容词，说明对方家人对他们报以的欢迎的态度。这个词就是 welcoming. 第二，威廉喜欢凯特的家人吗？ Yes, he said that he was very lucky as he felt really part of the family. 接下来是我们的平民情侣 David 和 Jennifer 的故事。 David 形容他第一次见到未来丈母娘时是极为窘迫的 mortified。 Jennifer 呢则非常自豪地说她是 David 带到家里去的第一个女朋友。 She made the mark.
I knew it was the first time David introduced any of his girlfriends to his family, so I thought as well they'll probably have quite high expectations because I've made the mark.
Right. Did you feel immediately that you will fit into the family?
I think I'm very close to them now, and every time I went and stayed with them I felt lovely and they made me feel really at home.
The first time that I met Jenny's mum was actually quite a funny story because we've been on a few dates and I actually stayed over at Jenny's house. Jenny went...In the morning, Jenny went out to have a shower, and Jenny was living at home at the time, and her mum didn't know that I had stayed over. So her mum bowled into the bedroom, expecting to see Jenny there, and obviously saw me there. And there was this very British standoff as we both appeared to be comfortable with the situation, where both of us were clearly mortified.
My mum had a full-length leopard skin nightdress on as well, which really helped the whole situation.
So we kind of chalked that up to not our actual first official meeting. The next time we met, we then...
My mum made a really big effort and we pretended that the first incident hadn't happened because I think my mum realised it was serious and didn't want that to be the first time we'd officially met. So my mum made a really big effort and made a three-course meal, which David came over for. The only problem with that, when he came that time, was that he found out that night he developed an allergy to mussels.And my mum had cooked mussels for him that night, so the second time he stayed over, he needed to be very quiet while being ill all evening.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是表示欢迎的 welcoming.
But no, he's very, very welcoming and you know, very friendly.
感觉是那个家庭里的一部分。 to feel part of the family.
I've been really welcoming towards me, so I felt really part of the family.
破纪录，第一次， to make the mark.
I knew it was the first time David introduced any of his girlfriends to his family, so I thought as well they'll probably have quite high expectations because I've made the mark.
So, we have heard that the parents of both our couples were very welcoming to the people that their children thought had made the mark. They were made to feel part of the family. Next week, we'll hear one of the big steps in a relationship, the commitment. Join me again next week here on bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye.